The fate of the $1,000 permanent fund dividend cut could be decided Friday. That's the day the House has invited the Senate to meet in Juneau to determine if they'll override Governor Bill Walker's budget vetoes. Walker vetoed over $1 billion in spending. He also delayed $250 million in transportation projects. House Majority Leader Anchorage Republican Charisse Millette says if the Senate accepts the invitation, there could be override votes on each of the 41 separate items that Walker vetoed.
Obviously, the permanent fund and the oil tax credits are, and the education money and probably the school debt reimbursement are some of the ones that would rise to the top. But again, those items were in the budget because someone had a constituency for it and it passed.
The PFD cut was the biggest veto. It may also be the cut the legislature is most likely to override. It'll take 3/4 of the legislature, 45 of the 60 lawmakers, to vote to reverse any of the items. House Minority Leader Anchorage Democrat Chris Tuck says there's a lot of interest in overriding vetoes, but there may not be enough votes on any one item.
I have a sense that there are desires to have veto overrides on all the items that have been vetoed. And it's going to be different groups of people that are going to support one thing over another thing. But I'm not sure if there's going to be 45 votes.
Friday is the constitutional deadline for overriding the vetoes.